Donaldson. I'm one of the county legislators, and I actually live right around the corner from you on the one Andrew Street.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And I'm Mary Ware. I'm a legislator from Saugerties.
Very good. Mark?
Yeah. Mark Ryder, Deputy County Executive. I live in Rifton, New York.
And I'm Nettie Tomshaw, and I clerk the committee. And I live in Kingston, New York.
So welcome, everyone. And since...
Now you can call me.
Pardon me. We do attendance?
Sure. Okay, Chairman DeLon?
Here.
Deputy Chair Corcoran? Legislator Criswell? Legislator Parody? Legislator Warrow?
Here.
Chairman Donaldson?
Here.
And we have tonight Legislator Eve Walter with us as well.
All right, thank you. I had a motion to approve the minutes of the August 3rd, 2020.
Second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Approved, thank you. And you say that Dr. Roberts is probably on his way, right?
I hope so. Yes.
So while we're waiting, Legislator.
You want to do the resolution?
Me?
If you'd like to, yes.
Sure. So there's a couple of new programs that I wanted to present to the legislative programs for consideration for funding. The first one I'll go, because it's on the agenda, is the Ulster County Dog Park. And for those who don't know any history, because I did not know the history till I visited, it was built under Mike Hine in a partnership with a nonprofit called PAWS, P-A-W-S, I believe it must stand for something. And with the expectation that if they keep supporting it, you know, he'll build it if they'll support it. It's been very, very, it's first of all, people from across, it's the only county dog park. There are two smaller local dog parks. There, you know, a couple smaller local, like one in Gardner and one in a couple others, but they're very small and some have restrictions. This is the only county one. People come from across the entire county to this. It's a good size. It has a separate for small dogs and a separate one for large dogs. And it's been very challenging to support it with a small grassroots nonprofit organization. It is the county's park. So in meeting with the town supervisor of New Paltz as well on how can we make sure that this park stays alive, you know, it supports, it's not really just the dogs, it's the owners of the dogs that this place supports. So it's a very important thing for a lot of our constituents. And there is an agreement that the support can come from multiple places. So the town agreed to take on mowing the lawn, and they're working on adding more water that they might be able to get over there perhaps, and they'll take on the insurance. Speaking with Mark Ryder, was the agreement that the county could add a dumpster to that area, which is a big deal, because if you're a volunteer cleaning the dog poop, because they have garbage containers with, you know, bags for people for their dogs, but to have to put that in your car and drive it somewhere and find a place is really a good way to lose volunteers fast. And so having a dumpster outside that would allow for clean that disposal just makes it easier. And so really all that's left is the upkeep. It really could use some more trees, some more shade space, and also just sort of that continuous support from the legislature, because it is our sole dog park. And so the idea was that with the town doing their part, the county taking on the dumpster, if legislative programs would consider a minimal amount, like $2,000-$3,000 a year, that would just allow them to literally mend fences when they have to, build shelters, shade shelters, or whatever they needed to do to just keep it going along. So it's a small ask that I think would really go a very long way. So that's the dog parks, and before I move to the next level.
Yes. So what you're saying is you want $2,000 a year? Is that what it
two
is?
Two to three, whatever you guys feel. It's enough to just
be,
cover.
Wouldn't that be, since it's part of one of our parks, right?
I mean, it's like similar parks and trails that we've built. We built it with the intention of a maintenance agreement by another. So Midtown Linear Park, for instance, we're building the park, but the maintenance, clean up, everything like that is going to be the responsibility of the city of Kingston. I think, as Legislative Walter said, the idea was to build this and then PAWS was going to be responsible for the upkeep and maintenance. I don't have a problem adding the costs of just doing the dumpsters, but I do think providing the money to the nonprofit would probably make more sense in legislative programs, and they can maintain it at a cheaper cost, let's be honest, than doing it in-house or if we had to contract it out through sure. prevailing wage. I think it, you know, just providing the support to them, who really contractually they have the obligation, but they need a little help right now. I think they're,
and they want to stay a major part. They like building the shelters and doing the work. They want to be, they're part of that community, so I think that they would love to be able to continue that just with some support.
Well, entertain a motion if anyone's interested.
Yeah, I'll make a motion to supply the $2,000.
I'll second it.
Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Great. Okay, so the next one is called Mentor Me Ulster County. So some of you who've been around long enough might remember that we once had a Big Brothers Big Sisters program in Ulster County, and about a decade ago it dissolved. And probably starting 5 years ago, I would guess, Stephanie single-handedly really worked hard to try to get us a Big Brothers Big Sisters program back here in Ulster County. Unfortunately, even after getting commitments of support from several different funding sources to meet a very high threshold that Big Brothers and Big Sisters presented, the national organization went back and said, you can only have an Ulster County Big Brothers and Big Sisters if it's Ulster, Orange, and Dutchess, which was an unreasonable expectation for Stephanie at that point to take on a three-county Big Brothers mm-hmm. Big Sisters program. So instead, understanding exactly how the model worked, she created Mentor Me Ulster County, and it's a nonprofit organization. And I'll let her add more to it, but basically it serves kids from our entire county, from every single corner of the county. These are kids that really, really need the services that Mentor Me provides. She matches them with adult volunteers. I'm an adult volunteer. This is my mentee right here. And but what's amazing about this, and you know, I think I was involved with the Mental Health Association's respite program for many years. What's different from this is that while I can do something on my own with a NIA anytime I want, Stephanie gets volunteers and organizations and different people to do programs all over the county that the kids can go to. So the women's yacht club took a bunch of us on their boats. 8 different sailboats went out so that these kids can get on a sailboat for the first time in their entire lives. And sometimes Stephanie just brings a bunch of them to the movies, which for some of them is the first time they've been in a movie theater in their entire lives. And so she does these programs pretty much, there's weekly soccer clinics. And if the kid doesn't have a mentor, she gets them there, or she tries to get them there. There's way more kids than there are mentors because she's very careful about the matching process. And there's just way more kids in need than there are adults who are able to provide that services. So she doesn't want any kid to not get to do sailing or not get to do these programs if they don't have an adult who can go pick them up. So this is a single one-year ask. She needs a van. She needs to be able to go pick them up. We just did a painting program, and there were kids out in Highland, there are kids in all these places that couldn't come to this program today because there was no one to get them there. So this is a one-year ask, $20,000. You see, have the proposal in front of you, which gives you the background and as well as breaks down the exact cost of the van that they need. Again, this is not a yearly ask. This is a one-time ask. just to get her this van to provide the service to more kids across our entire county. Do you want to add anything, Stephanie, about the number of kids you're serving or anything else?
Sure. I can tell you that I worked for a very long time to reestablish Big Brothers Big Sisters, just like Eve says. I was a CPS caseworker before. Right now I am a attendance social worker. I go to Ulster County Court with the PINS kids. I file PINS, and I learned PINS isn't working. With Raise the Age legislation, and the new laws that the judges cannot place for truancy. So I said, okay, enough, this is not working. The number one way that children attend Big Brothers Big Sisters has a 98% success rate for school attendance. And I said, that's what we need. We need our kids in school. So with Mentor Me, so after all that craziness, for Mentor Me, you know, one of our big things is if you have to be a part of Mentor Me, you have to go to school. We have consequences for not going to school. They can't, but my big thing was they need to be in school. The other thing that Mentor Me does is it connects the school with the kids. I'm in the school. I'm the attendance social worker for the Kingston City School District Middle Schools right now. And I can tell you, my kids come to see me and they come to school and they know, wow, if I don't go to school, I'm not going to the next Mentor Me event, and that stinks.
How many kids do you currently have?
Now we have 78 children, and that was just starting from January. We got our first donation of $1,000 from an insurance company in Highland. We didn't start taking kids until the end of March because I had to get insurance. I didn't want to work with any children if I didn't have insurance, plus my 501c3, all that. So since March until now, I have 78 children enrolled. I have 52 mentors.
Can you say, besides Kingston, what other towns they come from?
I have Phoenicia, Highland, Marlborough, I am all over. I've done Phoenicia, Rondout Valley School District has called me to do presentations. Sororities, I have sororities kids. And our kids are at-risk children.
Many of them don't, you know, English is their second language, or yes, they have other kinds of challenges.
Mentor Me speaks three languages. We speak Kachi, Spanish, and English.
I'd also say it's growing way so fast because the need is so high, and
yes,
COVID has only made the need worse,
yes,
or made it more apparent. So it's expanding extremely quickly, but at this point, honestly, if I could, I'd ask for $200,000 for them. But I'm only asking for 20 so that they can have a van at this point.
A majority of my children live in homeless shelters. Now, Ulster County places our children in Greene County. I can't even get to those kids. They're at the Rainbow Motel in Catskill. We also make portable beds for all our kids. We hand make them. I can't even get to those kids to bring them to here to do a painting, like we just did a paint and eat. Our sailing thing, the National Women's Sailing Association called me and said, we wanna take adventure sail. We wanna take your kids. How many girls do you have? And I was like, well, I have well over 30 girls. And they were like, we can only take 15. I begged for 18. So we got 18 girls out on the river. I can tell you, we sent one girl to sailing camp. She excelled. She is now on a racing team, and she sails every Saturday. We drive her, I drive her, and I pick her up, but we are there. And I can tell you, she spent last year at Four Winds after attempting suicide. And now she is sailing. So we are changing lives, and I get referrals every single day of kids. I have about 20 that I'm only one person. I have yet to get to. I need a staff, but we have no paid employees. We're just a volunteer. So as far as, but I've also thought about insurance and maintenance costs. So we do have when I set up Mentor Me, I was like, oh my God, I need money. How am I gonna do this? And at the time, I'll be straight up. Planet Fitness was taking $19 out of my account and I was not getting skinny. Mm-hmm. So I went to the bank and I said, you need to set me up like Planet Fitness because I'm taking care of these kids. And they said, okay, we'll do that. So I went out and got sponsorships for $19 a month to sponsor a child. So we are able to cover insurance costs and maintenance. We also have a really good relationship with the Bruderhof community. They help us make the My Sleepers, which are portable backpack beds that I invented after being a CPS worker for 4 years and watching children sleep on dirty motel floors every single night and losing their beds. And our immigrant population moving from house to house and having no place to sleep. So now they carry their beds with them on their back, and so we're able to maintain those costs, and the Bruderhof have offered to help us. If we were to have any vehicle, they would help me, you know, with maintenance. They've got mechanics there that do their thing.
Stephanie brings them to people's place to pick up food.
So every Wednesday, matter of fact, we do things 3 times a week. Tuesday, we have homework help and mental health check-in at the library. We just came from there. We did a paint and eat. I didn't know that this was happening, but I was like, I'm coming. on Wednesday, every Wednesday, so we got them all shopping carts, we walk. We walk everywhere. It takes longer, and it's hot, and it's hard, but we walk. So on Wednesdays, we take a mindfulness class upstairs in the People's Place Wellness Center with a certified instructor that I found. While the kids are upstairs learning mindfulness, I pack their carts full of a week's worth of food, and then we walk our carts home on Wednesdays. On Sunday, I got all our kids YMCA memberships. So if you are a Mentor Me kid, you have a YMCA membership. So on Sundays, we go to the Y.
But again, that's Kingston. And so all the kids who don't live in Kingston who can't walk to People's Place or walk to the YMCA need transportation.
And I'll be straight up with Naya. She lives in Highland. She hasn't come to any of them. She hasn't come to the Y. She hasn't come to People's Place. I can't get her. I have a Prius. And let me tell you, we had a huge yard sale. What did you guys have to do? Stand out in front of the library as I transported three at a time.
Yeah. So this is the ask. Again, it's a one-time ask to help cover the cost of their van.
Now I see Victor's in here.
Oh yeah, he's been volunteering and trying to help. They have a shortage of male mentors and a shortage of Spanish-speaking mentors. So if anyone knows of males and Spanish-speaking mentors, they could definitely use them. But yes, Victor, I talked to him he's recently gotten involved and is going to try to help.
Yeah, Victor said he used to come to my house all the time.
So we take the kids out. You see that picture with Victor. I like to, and this is where a van again would be, I like to bring the kids out into the community. So one, they learn etiquette, and they also learn the community. We take care of Peace Park every other Saturday. We raised our funds, we bought flowers for Peace Park, we pull all the weeds. You'll see some pictures of these boys. Again, Anaya has not been able to participate in any of that because she lives in Highland. We walk from Midtown to Peace Park.
Do you have a vocation?
I do not.
You don't have
one of the most wonderful things, actually, you know, Big Brothers and Big Sisters, one of the reasons that they dissolved was they lost their funding and they had big overhead expenses. You know, one hand, yes, I would love a location because right now our children need mental health, adolescent mental health, and I would love for them to have a place to go. But we've been using People's Place, the library. On the other hand, I don't have that overhead. I do everything remotely. I do it from my computer. I do it from my phone. I have an assistant. I have another social worker who her only job is to check me. So I have a board. I have a full board. So we're able to keep costs down and be able to spend the money on our children. Our children are in swim lessons, in gymnastics. We do 91st Scouting Troop. Our children go camping. We have two kids in woodworking. We now have Giselle, who's our sailor girl. So I drive the kids to gymnastics every Thursday. Then there's the library. There's woodworking is down at the Strand. Anything my children want to do, I make sure they do it.
Right. Legislator Donaldson?
Yeah, now I noticed that you're asking for 20, you said, right?
I think that was what we had.
As for the vehicle, it's 43.
Oh, the vehicle is 43.
That is a brand new 15-passenger van. I have seen them between, I wanted one a few months ago that I found for $15,000. I just couldn't raise the money in time and they sold it.
Well, I think Legislator Walters and I might be able to help for $10,000.
Right. Well, yeah, possible. We found another funder who said if funding goes to Mentor Me, they would provide another 10 onto.
Okay. And then, and I think, you know, if you need a room, you might want to check with Community Action and see if they have the space and if they actually have like maybe a meeting room there.
We would love that. I mean, it's just getting the kids there.
Yeah, this is a down on Lindsley Avenue.
I know where Community Action is. Yeah, so.
Or the Everett Lodge. What about
that? No, I have the farm to take.
Actually, I did ask Steve Noble for the Midtown Center and I was denied.
Yeah. Well, the Community Action may be able to, you know, at least give you a spot where you can, you know, meet with the kids,
The library has been great also. Yeah. I mean, there's a room that's probably has Stephanie's name on it.
Yeah, but
she's
in
there.
Maybe able to pull off a desk or something there, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. In other words, if she has
What's really been great at the library is just these boys, too, right? They live right around the corner from the library. They didn't even know how to use it until Mentor Me came along, and now we're at the library every day. There's a team room center that we didn't know was there, but now these boys go to the library every day, and Addie, who is one of the librarians, even said, you know, if they want anybody to say anything, you know, call me, because this is a really wonderful thing. And Abe, he knows about Mentor Me. He was one of our How to Tie a Tie. So one of the events that we did was we taught our boys, and there were 18 boys there, how to tie a tie and how to present themselves, eye contact, right? And handshake. Shake my hand. and what it means to have face-to-face contact. These were three of the boys.
So I guess I would say, it felt like 43 was too much to ask as a one-time, so I'm asking for 20 to be more palatable. So I think with 20 and the 10, they'd be able to find a reasonable van to do. Or maybe that would even help secure for them another $10,000.
Well, our staff is going to have to draw up. Maybe Mark, you can help them draw up the criteria for, in other words, because they would have, you'd have to know, supply the information on how it's actually being spent. You know, mm-hmm. you'd have to keep us.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, we put it under other business to work on.
Yeah, what? Budget time?
Is this for 22 or 21?
I think this is why I was under new business, is to discuss whatever works for this, for legislative programs. You know, whatever is the most reasonable or feasible way.
Well,
you know, Stephanie can't get it for a few more months, then she's going to keep doing what she does.
With the American Rescue Money, I mean, how are we dealing with that at this point now? I mean,
it's left to Dave and Tracy and others, and we're waiting for the liaison so that we can work projects through. And there will be a bucket for the nonprofit, and there will be criteria established between executive staff budget and whoever the liaisons are from the legislative side.
So it might be able to be
When do you want the liaisons?
I think there's ongoing conversations, right?
Yeah, I think that.
Well, I haven't had that conversation.
You haven't? Okay.
No.
All right.
So would it help if this committee at least was supportive of finding funding?
And then you could decide which level it goes, ARP or 2021 budget or anything that you feel is appropriate.
So I'll ask for a motion then to support the funding of this program.
Right. I mean, we're looking at it coming out of the American Rescue Money, so.
Okay.
So if it can do, we can do it now, then we can do it now, right?
It would be for probably October, right?
Right. It has to be written up anyway.
It's in a resolution format? In a resolution?
No, we'll have to put it in a resolution format.
And is that the other one, too?
And
the dog park, too? Same.
What's that?
The dog
both
park
of them,
too?
Yeah.
Same. Okay.
All right.
Because I know there's others that are going to be requesting. I know, Community Action is going to be requesting because they have a program that it's like an incubator for their stoves and that type of stuff. Where they've been using that, they actually have 7 different small businesses that are using it, then they may have to shut it down because the floor is caving in.
All right, these kids need dinner.
They have a large ass, well.
So it's been moved, seconded.
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, have a good rest of your meeting.
Thank
you. So much.
You're nice meeting you. You're doing great work.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Roberts, it's all about you now.
Well, I apologize for being late.
No, that's okay.
That's when you came the wrong road. You would think by now I would know how to get here. Anyway, it's the second week of school. You know, we have enrollment about where we thought it was, even a little less. But this isn't the year we're going to be that concerned. You know, it's next year that really is going to be the challenge. We anticipated it, and we got just about what we expected. But our challenge will be moving forward till next fall. So everything we do between now and the start of 2022 is going to be directing on getting those students back. You know, our marketing, our strategies, our reach out. So that'll be the true tale. But you know, financially we're secure. It's great to have kids back on campus.
No.
There's a whole new life. I was walking through the halls just the other day, visited some classes. There was a synergy that I haven't seen in 2 years, which was really nice. So
that's great.
We're up, we're running. I think everything is going fine. Jamie will jump into all the details of where the money's coming from and going.
Yeah, so we're in good shape at this point. Again, with the vaccine mandate came down, we have full approval now of FDA's of the Pfizer vaccine. Unfortunately for us, that hit on opening day. So students now have to get vaccinated. Thanks to Mark and the county executive's team, we have the on-site clinic today and tomorrow to get students vaccinated. We did see some students drop. We expected that based on the vaccine mandate. They knew it was coming, but I think they hoped that they would have a couple more months before it came into actual full approval. But again, as Dr. Al said, you know, we're hovering right around where we thought we would be. We do hope that we have an uptick into spring. We're happy to have students back. Students are much more encouraged to be back on a safe campus. So we are seeing that as the students come through check-in, they're noting, you know, it's great to be back. It's great to see the level of, you know, what we're doing with masks and the vaccine clinic. So students really do feel reassured coming on. We're still working with SUNY on some of the federal funding. We're really trying to advocate for expanded use of the federal funding. Again, SUNY is restricting what we can use the federal funding for. We've gone through town hall sessions on campus. So we do have some great projects prioritized, really student-facing projects, as Dr. L said, with all eyes on enrollment and really re-incentivizing students to come back. So overall, in great shape going into next year. As Dr. L said, it's going to be all eyes on the following year, you know, when that federal funding kind of dries up.
All right, any questions? All right, we'll move into resolution, and perhaps you could speak to this new member that's being appointed. Resolution number 378, confirming appointment of member to the Ulster County Community College Board of Trustees.
We're really excited to get Tim Sweeney back on the board.
It's Tim Sweeney?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tim, because of health reasons, about 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, more or less divested himself of all the boards that he was on.
Tim lives out that way.
Yeah, Tim is like our neighbor. But Tim is, he was a heart and soul, him and Alan Lamita and Bill Spearman. We kind of lost something without Tim being there. So it's good that, he wants to be re-engaged. Laurel Sweeney is the chair of our foundation board, who is just phenomenal. So it's a great team having both of them there. So
whose appointment
we're excited
is
about
that?
The whole process.
Whose appointment is that?
The exec's appointment, right?
This was Karen. What's Karen's last name? Karen Aiden.
Right.
From Tops and Bottom. Her business has just been, overwhelming. So she let us know about that 6 months ago.
It was one of the
an executive appointment. Yes.
It's an executive. Right.
Well, I'll move it. I know Tim does a good job, and I did a good job when he was there before. And Tim's a great guy.
Awesome.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, thank you. We've been struggling to make quorum.
So will we.
This committee knows something too about that.
Yeah, that's why I'm here. So, all right. I guess we're done. Make
all right,
a motion to adjourn.
All right. Second?
Second.
All right. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
5:47.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.